Chapter 10, Section 3.3, Climatic Pattern, Inertia Kills. I mentioned previously in 169 Chapter 5 how Kodak had inertia which it finally overcame in order to invest in exactly the wrong part of the industry. We often think that companies die due to lack of innovation, but this appears to be rarely the case. Kodak out-innovated most, with digital still cameras, with online photo services and with photo printers, but it was inertia caused by past success in fulfillment and blindness to the environment that caused it to collapse. Equally, Blockbuster out-innovated most competitors with its early entrance into the web space, being first with ordering videos online and the first experiments with video streaming. Alas, it was wedded to a business model based upon late fees. There are many different examples of how inertia, usually amplified by blindness to a change, can cause a company to crumble, but none is as common as the death spiral, and the cause of it is something which at another time is perfectly sensible: cutting costs. If your industry, i.e. the parts of value chain which you sell, are in a peace era, then cutting costs through efficiency to increase profitability can be a good play, assuming you don't reduce barriers to entry into the space. There are many reasons why you would do this, and often you can clear out a lot of waste in the organization. However, if your industry has moved into the war, then cutting costs through staff to restore profitability due to declining revenue is often a terrible move. The problem is your revenue is eroding due to a change in the value chain and the industrialization of the activity to more commodity forms. You need to respond by adapting and possibly moving up the value chain. However, by layoffs you're likely to get rid of those people who were seen to be less successful in the previous era. That doesn't sound too bad, but the result is you end up with a higher density of people successful in the past models, which are now in decline due to evolution, and hence, you'll tend to increase your cultural inertia to change. In all likelihood, you've just removed the very people who might have saved you. Revenue will continue to drop and you'll start a death spiral. You'll start scrambling around looking for emerging markets, i.e. less developed economies, for you to sell your currently being industrialized product into. The only result of this, however, is you're laying the groundwork for those economies to be later industrialized once your competitors have finished chewing up your existing market. What you of course should be doing is adapting and realizing that the tactics you play in one era are not the same as another. Peace versus war, etc. Now any large organizations has multiple different values chains in different evolutionary phases, and you have to see this and know how to switch context between them in order to choose the right tactics. Naturally, most people don't manage to achieve this, nor do they effectively anticipate change or cope with industrialization in the right way. This is why big companies often die, but at least that keeps things interesting. Of course, if you do embark on the death spiral, then whilst it's appalling for those employed by the company, the executives are often rewarded. Why? Well, it comes back to the financial markets. If a market knows this transition is occurring, then one tactic is to invest in the future industry, for example Amazon, whilst extracting as much short-term value as possible from the past, for example existing hardware players. This requires a high expectation of share buybacks, dividends and mergers in those past giants. It's not that you're expecting a long-term gain from such investments, but instead highly profitable short-term wins which are balanced with your long-term investment in the future. From a financial point of view, then, the death spiral is exactly what you want to see, as you don't care about the long-term survivability of the company. Your investment will be gone by then, but you do want maximum extraction of value. If you're a canny executive, then running a death spiral can bring big personal financial rewards, as long as you're comfortable with the destruction you'll cause to people and companies alike. However, not all executives are canny. Often people find themselves in this position by accident. Which leads me to my next topic on the different forms of disruption.